Deirdre O'Rah. Good morning, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Deirdre, you're going to tell our listeners a little bit about your story about ovarian cancer. Can you tell us, please, when did you discover and when was it, a while ago or just recently, please?
So it was actually in July 2020 that I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I'd had loads of symptoms in the lead up to it, but like the majority of women out there, I didn't recognise them as signs of ovarian cancer. So I just put it down to being in my mid-40s and kind of getting that little bit older, and then it was the middle of COVID, so we all put on the COVID pounds. So I didn't recognise the signs and symptoms, and I should have been able to go earlier. I got diagnosed in July, and then I had surgery 3 weeks later, and then I started 16 weeks of chemo 4 weeks after surgery.
Oh my goodness.
And then thankfully I finished chemo last January, and I've been on my maintenance treatment since last March. So that's just kind of a quick version of it.
Oh my goodness. So at this, in the middle of COVID, this happened to you?
It did. Now, say about 3 weeks before I got diagnosed, my stomach swelled up and it went really, really hard. And I just thought it was IBS or it was something else. And then my toilet habits changed as well. But I was just, I didn't realise what it was. I thought I'd eaten something or I had some sort of bug. And then one Friday night, I woke up and I had a pain on the right-hand side of my stomach. And I thought it was appendicitis. So I rang my doctor the next day and he said, go straight up to A&E. And I did, and they said, well, it's not appendicitis. It's, we think it's something to do with your ovaries. And they did further testing, and I was brought in and told it's ovarian cancer. So they don't tell you what stage it is or anything like that until after your surgery. So after surgery, I was told that I had stage 3 ovarian cancer, and I had stage 1 colon cancer. Just because of the operation that they do, they take your appendix as part of it, and they found my colon tumour in there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, like, I was a fit person, I was healthy, I just didn't realise the signs. And I think that's what we're trying to get out there, is that this, the beat signs, so you're bloating, if you have abdominal bloating for, say, 3 or 4 weeks, go to your doctor and get it checked out. If there's a change in your eating habits, so if you're finding that you're feeling full sooner or you're not able to finish your meal, if you have abdominal or pelvic pain, or if your toilet habits change. Now, we're not saying for a day or two, it's kind of, if you're having these symptoms for 2 or 3 weeks, go and get it checked out by your doctor.
Okay. I have to say that you said you were feeling fine, so it just was there, and then suddenly the pain. So you didn't really pay attention to it because you were doing your day-to-day stuff and getting on with life and so forth. So it must have knocked you for two, mentally, apart from physically, it must have knocked you for two, because you never thought about this.
I didn't, to be honest with you. I'd been selected to travel overseas. I'm in the Defence Forces the week before I was diagnosed. And I was just like, I was preparing for that. I was getting on with life. And then it was like being hit with a brick. It knocked me for six. And I have to say, I did avail of counselling services. And I found that really helpful in dealing with everything. Because, as the counsellor said to me, it's like going through PTSD. You're pottering along as normal. Life is going really well. And then you just don't know whether you're coming or going, whether you're going to survive, whether you don't know these things, and it's an awful lot to deal with mentally. As well as physically.
I have to admit, I had level 3 precancerous cells. I had a hysterectomy, and I had no symptoms. Absolutely no symptoms. So, but the Irish net, what I can't remember, I have a problem today. I don't know why. Gynecologist, I am, that word I'm having a bit of a problem with. So, can you tell you? So, it's the Irish network
Irish
for
gynecologists.
But it's the Irish network. To raise awareness of symptoms for ovarian cancer. And so I don't want to ask too many personal questions, but I didn't have kiddies. I never got married, so I never had kiddies. So do you have children?
I'm in the same position as you. Yeah. I was never married or in a position to have children. Yeah. So I hadn't. And then obviously part of the surgery is you do have a full hysterectomy, so there's no option there to have kids, but at least I'm here to enjoy life, and like I have nieces and nephews, so
yes.
I get the bonus of playing with them and giving them back at the end of the day.
And spoiling them rotten at Christmas time and birthdays, and then kind of going up in the estimation in one way and other people.
Yeah,
I understand that. And but for anybody that would have had a full hysterectomy and everything else, as they get older, could it possibly come back, do you know?
The ovarian cancer, yes. There's an 80% chance of recurrence of ovarian cancer.
Even though you've had a hysterectomy?
Even though you've had the hysterectomy. Now, I've been kind of lucky. I got this gene testing done when they took out all my organs and stuff, and it showed that I had a somatic BRCA1 mutation, which means that the BRCA1 gene mutation is only in my tumours. It's not in my family's DNA, and it means that I can take my maintenance treatment of PARP inhibitors, and that reduces my risk to 50-50 whether it comes back or not. But I'm really positive, and like I just had a scan there last week and that came back with no visible signs of tumours, so I'm really happy with that. I suppose the other thing that we should mention as well is the fact that we all get our smear tests done every 3 years, but your smear test doesn't actually pick up anything to do with ovarian cancer. There is no test for ovarian cancer, so that's why recognizing the signs are really important.
Sorry. You better repeat that again. But do you know the old saying, there's a difference between listening and hearing? I actually think I did hear it on one level, and another I didn't. Can you just repeat that again, please, Deirdre?
So your smear test does not check for ovarian cancer. Currently, there is no test that will identify ovarian cancer. So like a smear test or anything like that, there's no test at the moment. So that's why we really need, as women, to pay attention to these BEAT signs. So your bloating, your eating, your abdominal pain, and your changes in toilet habits.
So you had a pain at the side of your tummy, and you thought it was appendicitis, but can that pain be on the other side?
I'm sure it could be. Because talking to women who have had ovarian cancer, all our signs have been slightly different. But it's the sustained things. Like, we all generally know our bodies and where it's normal to have a pain. And if we notice something that's not normal, well, then we should go and see our doctors and have them check it. And they will do their tests. Like I had CTs and MRIs to check, and they also did blood work.
What are CTs?
They're scan that you get done, it's not painful. It's not the one where you go through the big funnel. It's like a big hoop around you, and it just scans over your body, completely painless. But it allows the doctors to see inside. I don't know what the technical term CT stands for.
Oh, I understand. No, no, I just you've shocked me in a way. And what's the word? Sometimes feeling like a bit of a rag doll, because I thought I was marvellous, because once I thought I had the hysterectomy myself, that everything was going to be hunky-dory, and you're saying no, not necessarily, which is... which is the reason you're on this program this morning, is to the narrow line between reassuring and frightening the hell out of all of us, including myself, and rightfully so, Deirdre, rightfully so. I think I'll be on the Valium sandwiches and the Valium coffee this morning.
But we all have to get on with living our lives.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's only if we notice changes to what's normal for us. So I have a new normal after surgery, and it's like I had this discussion with my oncologist, and it's if I notice any changes to what is normal for me now, well, then I need to check up on that. And it's the same for everybody. If you notice a difference from your normal.
From my normal, or anybody that's listening. And I'd say there's a number of people sitting down having cups of coffee now, just absolutely spellbound here now. And to get, and the main thing is anything that's different, tummy, bowel movements, anything, any pain at the side that you think might be something else, but go to the doctor ASAP, and that's it, Deirdre, isn't it?
That's the main message we want to get out there, because the earlier it's diagnosed, the better the outcome is, because currently there's about 400 women a year diagnosed with ovarian cancer, which doesn't sound like a huge figure, but when you think that 300 of them will pass away from the disease, it's very scary.
Run that by me again. How many? 400? And how much of that number?
About 300 will pass away from the disease each year. So that's why it's important to get checked early.
Get checked. Deirdre, I'm going to be bringing you back in a few weeks' time. I just in case we have listeners that aren't listening today, and I will get you back on, if that's okay, in about 4 weeks, just to come on and more or less do the same interview, if that's okay.
That's no problem at all.
I'm extremely grateful for you coming on to Near FM and the Lifeline program this morning. And I'm ice cold, which is the point that you're making, is to get the head working and take care of ourselves. And we have a duty of care to ourselves, which is very, very important. Deirdre O'Rourke, thank you very much for telling us your story this morning. I wish you the very best, and I will be chatting with you in a couple of weeks' time. Many, many thanks.
No problem at all. Bye.